Here we go. Mic check. 1, 2. There we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the People's Choice Podcast, episode 31. I am, of course, your host, TG. Good news is, if you listen to this, you made it another day, so welcome back. The other good news is, for the first time ever, the People's Choice Podcast is on camera, man. We're going to be brought to you visually, henceforth. Hopefully, this goes well. We're trying a lot of new things right now. Got some art behind me looking crispy. If you want to buy, let me know. I didn't do this shit, but if you still want to see who's doing this, let me know. You know what it is. We back at it again, man. I don't know. The last time I dropped was like December. Oh, God. Wasn't that long ago, was it? Y'all ain't heard from me since 2018? All right, let's figure this out. Let's get right to it. First things first. For all the niggas that hate me for being a Patriots fan, welcome back to the Super Bowl. I know it's not likely that y'all spend this many years in the playoffs for this long of a time as we do. But this is home for us, and we're back yet again, 3 years in a row. About to catch 2 championships out of 3 tries. Y'all know how this goes. Brady's the GOAT. Don't ever tell me that he's not, because then I'm going to question your mental stability and condition. Whether you're a black man or not, we're just going to go ahead and have to label you as something if Tom Brady is not the GOAT as far as football is concerned. Now that that's out the way, I guess I should say they're playing the Rams. So shout out to the LA Rams, man, for getting to the Super Bowl. A special shout out to Ndamukong Suh, who was once a Lion. And if you are a Detroit sports follower, you know that most niggas leave here and get so much better. Not to say that he was bad here, but my man is in a Super Bowl. They lost, what, 2-3 games this year? So they're flourishing. Todd Gurley. What's my man named Jared Goff? Rams are nice, man. So I'm not there. No slouch. This is not about to be an easy dub for the Pats, man. But nevertheless, I'm not worried about the Pats. I'm betting on them any day of the week against anybody. Morally, that is, because I don't really gamble. But while we're talking about sports and Detroit, on a less kind of exciting note, Miguel Cabrera, man, for those who don't know, is what do you play? First base for the Lions. My man was ordered to pay his ex-mistress $20,000 a month and pay off her house. I can't believe this. Drew. And then you don't even need me to open it. Back up, dog. Move. I don't even know. Like, we keeping that. Yeah, I let it go.
Where was you at? You said, well, you did mess up. You said Miguel Cabrera plays first base for the Lions.
Ah, okay.
So you could literally
run that back.
Miguel Cabrera, and I'll just cut that part out.
Okay.
Probably go from there. It might be like a slight.
The audio's still going.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, all this stuff. So
yeah. So yeah, more
fun. Might as well just start from the.
We about to go. All right, listen. So, again, for my people who've been with me for the 30 episodes already, you know that y'all getting the most raw, unedited version of me, man. We keep it real. We keep it real copacetic. We keep it real informal. It's very family vibes over here. However, as you just heard from my man Zach on the camera, Miggy does not play for the Lions. He plays for the Tigers. And along with this 20 racks a month, and in order to pay off the almost $1 million house, the story is so intense, man. He had a lady, got her pregnant twice, right? Mind you, he's already married with his own 3 or 4 kids. His kids, both of the illegitimate children are under like 6 or 7 years old, man. So it's tough. He is ordered to make sure that they have the same type of vacations as his legitimate children. They got to live the same lifestyle, the ex-mistress and his kids, as he, his wife, and his, well, legitimate kids live. It's crazy. Miguel gets paid a lot and has made a lot in his lifetime, but I tell you what, that kind of child support shit, man, is never comfortable. You never get used to just, most niggas gonna be like, all right, these my kids, I ain't tripping. But we all know how this goes, man. I had an episode a while back about the child support scam, the spousal support scam. This is child support in, like, I guess a spousal support, but they was not even married. That's the crazy part. But the court literally said that he has to continue to uphold the lifestyle that he created for her, which I guess to an extent is fair. So you know what? When I first put this in my notes, man, I had a whole nother angle to take this, and I was really going to be upset like I was on whatever episode that was about the spousal support. But a few days ago, I added fuckboys to my notes, and here's why. Fuckboys do shit and are surprised at the outcome. And the reason these are fuckboys is because of the social climate right now and all of the shit that's going on. You can flip a coin on any given day on whether or not we're going to hear some new news about sexual allegations, sexual assault allegations, whatever we calling it right now. However, there are stories where chicks are lying, trying to get money, trying to extort niggas. There's also stories where dudes are lying and, in fact, are guilty or, in fact, did more than they led on. So it's... Drew, the bathroom was right there, dog. I just pointed.
Hold up, Drew. I'm taking you upstairs.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Drew, don't go in there. So, the fuckboy's idea comes from the concept that at some point, gentlemen, and I'm going to say this as a guy, as a man, with kids, man, and a daughter, and even a son, actually, at some point, we got to realize that a lot of the shit that we get blamed for is because we are actually guilty of the shit. Here's what I mean. It's similar to the boy who cried wolf, man. There's a pattern. There's a history. There is on paper cultural, societal history and patterns of how we treat and mistreat and physically abuse women. White women, black women, Latina women. Minority women, whatever you want to call it, we've been guilty of it for a long time. So now it bothers me when women lie in an attempt to get money out of guys, but it also bothers me that that's even an option for them to do because of what we've created as a society. There's a lesser version of fuckboys who just like are bad socially and don't know how to approach and really like get a girl to say yeah. And then they just go overboard and we end up in these situations. But the extreme version is literally the ones who are guilty and have done and have been doing these things and put us in a situation as black guys, as adult males in this world to where everything we do and everywhere we go, aside from the police shit and all that, like, I got homies, I think y'all heard me on another episode with Tyreek, like, as college athletes, before y'all go out at night, what do y'all talk about with each other? Like, do y'all huddle up and be like, yo, this is the game plan. Make sure we're not here. Make sure a baby girl acting like this. We don't move around this way because it's real quick to end up in a fuckboy category, you know? And Chris Brown is dealing with a situation where he about to sue the socks off of everybody, man. Everybody. And there are stories saying that he didn't do anything. He wasn't there. He had nothing to do with it. And that's what he was saying from jump. So they held him in Paris. They got a bunch of stories and they sent him home and dog is hot. So it's like we've created this narrative that is so easily accessible for people. And I think I talked about it last time, so I ain't doing that again. But there's you got niggas in prison, man, who didn't do anything. We get stories every day of 60 and 70-year-old men being exonerated of a rape that they were proven innocent of 30, 40, 50 years ago, man. This is a crazy time. Actually, this wasn't even a rape, but Khalif Browder's family just got a settlement from the city. And not only did he commit suicide, but his mom also passed a few years ago. So his family can't even get the money. Crazy, right? Y'all wait till everybody died and start passing out this money when before... Y'all knew the situation. Y'all knew. They knew. Because if a man don't get trial because you don't have enough evidence against him, you can probably just go ahead and say he's innocent, dog. So now they couldn't check for $3 million and nobody to give it to. Cute. And as we talk about Khalif Browder, then we get into what Jay-Z and Meek Mill are doing, which is probably went over a lot of people's heads. Y'all saw the pictures y'all liked and y'all kept scrolling. But they're starting a criminal justice reform organization. This is via XXL. Jay-Z and Meek Mill have joined forces to push for criminal justice reform. In a press conference they had on Wednesday, January 23rd, two rappers announced Reform Alliance, a new criminal justice reform organization that Meek spoke about back in July. What month we in? January? All right. So they talked to Van Jones of CNN. CEO Reform Alliance's founding team also includes New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, 76ers co-owner Mike Rubin, Nets co-owner, oh, we got a whole lot of people in this mug. Galaxy Digital founder, Vista Equity Partners. It's a lot of rich people, man. He told y'all that on the album. But y'all know the Meek story, man. He finally got released. Probation, parole, popped willies, breaking up a fight. They threw him in. Black lady almost made him hate his people because she throwing niggas in jail. So here's what he said, man. I'm one of the lucky ones. We have people who don't have a voice. He said a live stream announcement. I'm here to speak on behalf of those people who don't have a voice. Now, this is good. And shout out to me and Jay for doing this. Jay has been heavily involved in this. People don't know because him and B did a lot of stuff quietly, but now they're coming to the forefront, the Khalif Browder story, Trayvon Martin story, now this situation, bringing it to the light for people who kind of are forced to only take in the headlines that cable providers and news networks are giving us. But they ain't in a position to really fight the system, man. And this is because, again, it's not always white people throwing black people in jail because Meek's judge was black. The point is they're trying to really get between the lines and figure out why and how this is happening at such a drastic rate and such an incomparable rate between blacks and whites or minorities and whites. So this is going to be dope, man. And I hope this lasts and has a lasting effect on the culture and the mentality and the mindset of people, because it's really going to force a lot of people to grow up and mature in the aspect of when we out in the streets every day, man, we start to act like we got some fucking sense, man. We were so prideful or proud of being in the streets, acting like I'm untouchable, right? Can't nobody do nothing to me, nigga, like whatever, whatever. Nigga, no, it's not how this goes, baby. You get pulled over, police are going to do whatever they want to do, depending on what they in. If a nigga rolled down the street and you got on the wrong colors, you at another nigga mercy right now, right? So this shit, Jay-Z is a nigga that people look up to, man. Meek is somebody niggas look up to. These are the people who are going to really be able to change the minds of people and really shift the culture so that we can now be like, all right, look, I got kids at home. I got a job. I got somebody waiting on me to get to the crib tonight. I got to fucking relax. I can't be on a Twitter headline with somebody quoting a tweet saying, say his name, right? I can't be in a situation where they don't post my graduation picture, but they post a mug shot when I get shot or shoot somebody else, maybe in self-defense, maybe out of fear, maybe because, nigga, that's the life I'm living. But we got to put ourselves in positions to not have to be a learning example, right? If you already are, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. We're going to rock how we rock. But if we can avoid it, if we can prevent it, if we can fix it, let's do that. Now, speaking of Jay-Z, kind of, and music, really, him and Meek, Super Bowl halftime performances have been locked down. And that also caused some controversy because now Travis Scott says that he spoke to Colin Kaepernick before approving or accepting the gig. And apparently, so the first story I read didn't really say that Travis said that Colin said he was cool with it. But the headlines kind of picked that up, I guess, and ran with that. So now you got Colin's lady on Twitter disputing that and him retweeting and shit. So kind of just quietly confirming and underlining what she's saying, that he didn't say that this was okay. Not that I ever thought that's what he said, but the internet did. Apparently they met and they agreed to disagree, right? Obviously Colin is probably not encouraging Travis to perform at the halftime show. Just like Jay said no, just like Rihanna said no, just like Jay told somebody else not to perform. Travis did it. A lot of niggas aren't surprised that Travis said yeah. I'm sure that we can guess why niggas aren't surprised that Travis decided to do this. What surprised me was Gladys Knight saying she would perform. Somebody older who's been through a lot more societal racial shit is singing at the Super Bowl. So, hey, things happen, man. This is a wild world. It's a crazy time. And then there's the narrative of why are we forced to not agree with the NFL when all of the black players are still playing? Like, you want me to not watch, but they are still playing? Like, we got to find a middle ground here. If we get to a point where 51% of black players aren't playing, all right, cool. We got some leeway. Let me sit back. But if, nigga, 99% of the black players are still playing, showing up to work every day and enjoying it, I kind of got to pick my battles, man, especially if football is what I watch every week, you know, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday during the college season. Like, you know, this is where I'm at. But this is going to be crazy because the Super Bowl is in 7 days exactly down in Atlanta. If you're going down there, be safe, man. Keep your eyes open and your head up, neck on the swivel, man. You never know what's going on. The what's coming up? The Music Awards, Grammys. And not Grammy, something. But Selena Gomez is apparently doing the Whitney Houston tribute, and I'm so fucking confused on how that was decided. But I'm also confused on why do we keep picking little not black singers to do tributes for black legends? I don't understand this. So we're going to see how this goes. We talked about Chris Brown. Oh, you know, y'all got a lot going on. We got a lot going on. I'm not sure why. I don't do the politics thing, but shout out to Kamala Harris for announcing her presidential run for 2020. Shout out to Mookie Betts for saying he's not going to the White House with the Boston Red Sox. Shout out to the Warriors for going to D.C. to play the Wizards and going to see Barack just to kick it with him. Who else need to get shouted out for doing some good shit? Martin Luther King Day passed, and oh, I was off work. If your job don't give you that day off work, find a new job. Also, as a nigga with kids and days off of work, I feel like this is a sidebar, very much so a sidebar. Any person with kids should get a separate pool of snow days for time off at work, because we don't decide when the fuck the school cancels school, but I got to pull out of my vacation and my sick leave to be a parent. That's some bullshit. So whoever I need to talk to about that, let's talk. Kamala Harris, if it's you, let's talk about this, man. How over education are you in this country? In this presidential run, and we're going to have to get together and figure this out because I don't like this. A lot of black shit happened. Black Panther was nominated 7 times for the Oscars. My question is, my confusion is, when do we decide that this movie was overrated? I like Black Panther. I want to see it twice. Took the kids once. Next day, me and Lex took off work, played hooky, went to see it again just so we can actually pay attention all the way without having to take kids to the bathroom. Why don't we like Black Panther, right? I don't understand. I thought it was sweet. Special effects was out cold. The one scene with the little train at the end was obviously, like, not super believable. It's a fucking comic movie, man. Y'all weren't saying that shit when y'all was reading the comics. You never said this shit fake. It, obviously, duh. Enjoy the fucking movie, man. Acting was maybe questionable here and there, but dog. Lupita killed it. The other head female soldier chick killed it. We don't ever have to question people like Angela and Forrest. T'Chaka, the dad, killed it, who's also about to voice on Lion King. Like, questionable acting from Michael B., all right, and questionable accent from Chadwick, okay. Other than that, bro, Wakanda's a fucking fake country. We had to make up an accent. Obviously, it's not going to be crispy. Why are we so critical about some shit that we can't do? Y'all going to make a fucking Black Panther. Make a better movie. Take the same comic and make a better movie. And then let your shit get 7 Oscar nominations, and then let's see what we say. Right, best picture, special effects, best movie, I believe. I don't know the other 4 off the top of my head. But personally, I don't think the movie is overrated. That's gonna stay in the rotation. I'm also a Marvel fan, so I watch all the movies. Avengers is coming out. Spider-Man dropped a trailer a couple days ago. That shit look hard. What else am I missing? Captain Marvel coming out. You know, that's probably the one that I'm the least excited about. But I'm gonna watch it just so I can have the entire story. Right. But yeah, dog, why? And of all people to be so upset at the movie is the black people that's really like, we gassing Black Panther. Ain't that what we supposed to fucking do, bro? Ryan Coogler from Oakland directing a movie like this? Catching a Disney check, catching a Marvel check? We mad at that? We mad at niggas really just putting niggas on, right? And then you got, Jordan Peele goes and grabs, Lupita and my man who played M'Baku. For his new movie, Us, like, I don't understand. Why do we wait for a movie to get 7? No, let me not say, because y'all didn't wait. Black people did not wait. Y'all definitely was saying this movie was overrated last year. Yet and still, when I went, movie theater was banging, right? And I understand you got to see it to decide that it's overrated. But Black Panther broke so many fucking records last year, dog, around the world. And we wait till we get 7 Oscar nominations to be like, oh, we gassed it. Good fucking job, Black people. Because of our gas, they got a chance to win 7 Oscars, bro. So, good job, right? No publicity is ever bad publicity. Which is why I don't understand why y'all make all these fuck Donald Trump shirts. Because the more you say his name and put his name on shirts and shit, y'all just helping him. But that's neither here nor there. I got to press pause real quick. TGTheHost.com, man, has everything you need for me, right? Shows, social media, podcasts, about, pictures, contact information. You want to inquire about me hosting, who knows what, like, I tell you this right now. You don't know that you need a host until you have a host, right? And then you're telling yourself, fuck, we should have had TG this entire time. TGTheHost.com, man, I think it's a contact. This mobile friendly, desktop friendly, just hit the menu, contact on the phone, on the desktop, just top right hand corner. Email address, phone number on there, boom, fuck with me. Follow me everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Are niggas still on Snapchat? Y'all still do Snapchat? Not for real? Okay, I wasn't on that for real, but I know it's been slowly dying. And then Blur Vision, man, blurvision.us, Urban Street Band. I ran that shit down to y'all last episode, man. Y'all fuck with that. Black owned. I told you I'm trying to spend all black money this year. I'm trying to put all my money back in the black pockets so we don't have to deal with 21 and LeBron having to apologize for quoting lyrics that Jewish people got all the money. It's the fucking truth, bro. Why are y'all so sensitive? Why do you have to apologize for saying shit that's the truth, dog? Like, do y'all think Jewish people was offended by the fact that we said that they got all the money? No. No, them niggas looked at us and smirked and said, duh, stupid, we've been told y'all how to do it. I don't understand. So Blurred Vision, spelled just like it sounds, .us, man. Use my code TG10, TG10, for a little discount at the checkout. Tell them your boy sent you, man. The shit is in my bio on Instagram if you forget. Run that, follow me, share, tweet somebody, cool. What else I got? Oh, hit me on Apple Music, too, because I've been making playlists a lot lately, and not just because everybody's making playlists. I don't do them shit until I'm kind of inspired to make a playlist. I dropped a skate mix. A lot of people fuck with that. Do the skate joints, man. I got another one that's in the works right now that should be dropping next couple days, few hours, who knows. But listen, I got a lot of shit planned out. I got a lot of shit getting ready to happen. I need all y'all to be ready. So tell somebody to tell a friend to tell a friend. We on TGTheHost.com, the People's Choice Podcast. Listen, if you have been, if this is your first time, if this is your second time, if this is your 31st time listening to me, there is now an option for you to support this podcast, man. Listen, you go back to the website and click the podcast in the menu and scroll down, and it's all caps, hyperlinked, underlined, support this podcast. $1 a month, $5 a month, $13 a month, whatever the Lord leads you to do, man. If this is how you want to support your boy, you want to do it anonymously, you want to say, what's the deal? You want to throw some dollars on there so when I get on, I got to pay you back. Just type that in the notes and we're going to settle that when it's time to settle that. But listen, we got to move on up, move on out. I'm trying to quit my job sooner than later. So People's Choice Podcast does not have a website. It's all there. But you can follow it on Instagram, the People's Choice Podcast, and TPC Pod on Twitter. That's where we at. So Alicia Keys, Steve Harvey is hosting the NFL Awards. Y'all, I got to be honest, dog. Steve Harvey is my hosting goal. I don't know if y'all have paid attention to how many times you see and hear his voice between Monday and Friday, but depending on where you are city-wise, depending on what radio you listen to, depending on if you watch the game show network at night, but Family Feud, the radio, his talk show during the day, he still get the sporadic hosting gigs for the award shows and shit. Like, this is ridiculous. Steve, let's talk about this, man. At some point, you're going to retire. I know you're getting tired because on the daytime talk show, you got the white beard. On Family Feud, you clean cut with the black mustache. I get it, Doc. I know you tired. Let's talk this out. Let's do a nice, smooth transition, man. We're going to keep all the money right here in the neighborhood, baby. But yeah, he hosts the NFL Awards, and Alicia Keys is hosting. Fuck, what show? What award show was that? Is the Grammys coming up? It's top of the year, right? Grammys, bro. Y'all to do Oscars, Grammys, Emmys. All that shit be fucking with me, dog. I don't be knowing. But look, that's all I got. Y'all be good, man. Y'all stay warm wherever you living at, because where I'm living at is fucking cold. So strap up, man. The flu is going around. Kids are snot-nosed running around, not washing their hands, not wiping snot off their face. Wash up kids' hands. Wash your hands. Stop kissing everybody in the face right now. Stop kissing the other places that y'all kiss right now. And take some fucking TheraFlu, some NyQuil, and call it a day, man. All right. We up out of here. Y'all be good. See y'all on 32.